B-Pod Studios.
All right, it's the 5 o'clock hour, world famous 5 o'clock hour, now televised on NBC Sports Philadelphia. The Mike Misnelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. 5 o'clock hour brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years of paid off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today, 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. I just put together the Eagles depth chart. I put it on a paper and evaluate it. Yeah, Ronald Darby's in, right? Okay. 1 year contract. I think it's a good move. Guy with speed. They were kind of, you know, didn't know what they were going to do back there position-wise. So now you got starters, genuine starters, and genuine people who you can put in a slot or whatever. So here you go. Darby, cornerback, with Mills or Jones, the other corner.
Yeah.
The slot, Maddox.
Yeah, he's locked now. He's the slot guy.
The slot guy, yeah. Maddox. McLeod Jenkins.
Yeah, like it.
Your linebackers, if you're going with the nickel, Gruje, Hill, Bradham.
Yep.
Bennett, Cox, Jackson, Graham. What do you think of that defense?
Barnett.
Oh, excuse me. Barnett, Cox, Jackson, Graham.
I like that, the starting four. I just don't know who's going to be backing them up.
Okay, so depth there. And maybe linebacker, you could use a guy who can emerge and be better than Gruje Hill. Or if you're using three linebackers, somebody better than Nate Gary.
Yeah, now they like that Warlow guy. He got hurt last year, but he got hurt really early. So he should be 100% that maybe Warlow ends up taking one of those other spots.
All right, here we go offensively. Peter Seumalo, Kelsey Brooks, Johnson, DeShawn Jeffrey. Your wide receivers, Aguilar in the slot, Ertz the tight end, Wentz the quarterback, and then the big unknown at RB. Seems like you only got one hole that you got to absolutely look at.
Yeah, one that's a must, and then other guys are depth guys that you need for the future. Now, and that's not that bad of a spot to be in, because you can draft a running back who can make an impact. Of all the positions in which I would trust, take Howie out of it and how poorly he's drafted running back. But any team, if they need just a running back, there's always good running backs in the draft. You just have to find them. It's not always good left tackles in the draft. Not always good defensive ends in the draft. Not always good corners. So, yeah.
All right.
That's not bad.
Right. I was looking at the Deshaun Jackson during the break, and the much more mature Sean Jackson, that you're supposed to be more mature when you become a father. And he has two children with his boo, Kayla Phillips.
There you go.
She's beautiful.
Yes.
But I remember I was at a banquet when Deshaun was here. He rolled into the banquet with Maya.
Oh, the singer.
Remember Maya?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Remember Maya?
Huh? He rolled in with Maya one night.
That's not bad.
That was supposed to be a thing.
Probably was for a while.
He met this girl in the early stages on the Deshaun Jackson TV show. Did you ever see that TV show? The reality show?
No, I never.
Deshaun Jackson home team was on BET?
No, I never watched that. No.
Yeah, they documented the early parts of his relationship with this Kayla Phillips girl.
Oh, and they blasted.
There you go.
Oh, good news.
What?
It appears, what'd you say, Andrew?
Yeah, this is from Jim Bowden. Bryce Harper, initial imaging was negative, according to GM Matt Klentak. He will be reevaluated tomorrow.
Okay.
So that's good.
Sore.
No break.
He won't play tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's a little sore. All right, you okay now, Tyrone? You all freaked out?
No.
You want the guy convicted, the pitcher?
You know, you got all these rule changes.
For assault.
You got rule changes coming in. And then Jason Stark broke that minimum three pitcher, three batter rule. That's actually going to be experimented with in the minors this year, which was a late add. And then if there's, because I thought there were going to be some unintended consequences, they're going to work those out in the minors. So that's a good thing. One of the things I would change is the amount of emotion allowed in baseball with the rule changes.
What do you mean, amount of emotion? There's no punishment for emotion.
You said it was bad form for him to be angry that he got hit. And I think that should be allowed.
No, I didn't say it was bad for him. He was right to be angry. I'm just saying what the reaction of the other team should be.
The other team should be like, oh, my bad, because we hit you.
No, the other team should be saying, stop crying.
See,
everybody gets hit with a pitch.
That's where I do. Every time you should be allowed to get mad.
Stop.
And then other teams should always be sorry and make it a gentleman's game.
What do you want?
Game.
You want to come out and bow to them?
No, just my bad.
Competitors.
My bad.
A pitcher occasionally is going to hit a batter.
If there's an egregious foul in the NBA, The guy, a lot of times, they'll catch him or they'll pat him and say, my bad.
Here's the egregious foul in the NBA. It gets punished. All right? There's no punishment in baseball.
And that's more reason to have...
Wait, you want to punish the pitcher for hitting Bryce Harper?
You're a golf guy, right? That's the ultimate gentleman's game. How about putting a little bit of that gentleman to the baseball and just say my bad? I don't think that would destroy the game, right, of the fabric of the game.
If you don't say my bad, what happens to the pitcher? He gets thrown out of the game?
Yeah. You got to give some sort of my bad.
Straighten him out, man. Straighten him out.
I'll talk to him.
But
you can do the my bad. I'm down with the my bad.
Well, you can great raise me.
Yeah, he walked off the mound and just looked away.
And then when he left, he was kind of chirping. Because some fans weren't too happy with him. He was kind of chirping, had a baseball in his hand as if threatening one of the fans.
I would chirp, too. I would chirp. I was like, yo, Mr. $330 million.
I'm chirping until a guy making no money.
I lost control of the pitch.
He's not doing that to Harper. He's doing that to fans he's chirping to.
What if... all right, well, he shouldn't be chirping to the fans. But the fans are going to get on him. You know that.
And he had the baseball in his hand like, oh, yeah, say something else, and you'll catch one. He left with a hold of the baseball.
That tells me he was intentional.
That's what I mean. He left holding a baseball, this guy, this maniac.
I don't mind you. If I was a Toronto Blue Jay fan, I'd like that dude. Let's go to Dean in Mount Airy. Dean, you're on 97.5.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Dean?
He would have caught a last drive right at the pitcher's mound.
I'm sorry, what was that, Dean?
I would have been swinging the bat at him.
You would swinging the bat at him because you got him?
No, I'd have been losing the bat. I lost control of the bat.
You would have thrown it at him.
That's right.
For getting hit with a pitch.
Because he's our best. He's a $300.
I get how much he means to the Phillies.
Right.
Getting hit by a pitch happens.
Yeah, but not that low. You know what I mean?
Not that low. It's better to be low than high.
That's true. If you go high, listen, I got hit with a bat before.
No, right. If you go high, it's more dangerous, bro. Getting hit in the leg is no big deal.
Yeah, he would have got something. He would have either, a little talking at the mound or something.
Come on, man.
Nah, I know. Hey, but my real thing is the Sixers, man. Mm-hmm. I'm approaching Jimmy with a different attitude.
Yeah,
I'm telling Jimmy, you gotta give me the killer instinct.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't tell me about the coach. Uh-huh. Look, I mean, your reputation on the line. You better go out there and shoot, and let me see what you got, the killer guy.
I would think that, I don't know if Brett Brown would do that, but I would do that. Because Jimmy's going, oh, I'm doing everything you want to do, coach. And if I was Brett Brown, I'd go, listen, man, I need to have the alpha. I need to have that dog in you. So if you're doing too much, don't worry about hurting anybody's feelings. Be Jimmy Butler. Right.
Here's the thing. You get in a crucial game situation in the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
and he's around there standing around the forum mm-hmm. and afraid to shoot. I'm upset.
I agree with you. I think he's deferred entirely too much here. He's been too passive.
He passed me the ball. I'm passing it back to him and telling him to shoot.
I would like to see him get it on the wing and just do what he does. You know? They get that quick pass to the wing. Boom. He jab step, gets past the first defender, gets into that spot of 10 feet where he can either rise up, hit that bank shot that he likes, or keep it going, go right to the basket and dunk on somebody. That's what I want to see Jimmy Butler do. That's what I'm used to seeing him do. John in Baltimore, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hey, Mike, you miss. How you doing?
What's going on, John?
On the same vein with Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't understand is ever since he got here, I mean, remember the first couple games, you hit a three to win the one game, and, it was all great. But attitude, I think does mean something. And to me, it doesn't seem... like maybe him and Embiid really, I don't know how important it is for them to like each other, but I mean, it just doesn't seem like they're cohesive together or whatever. But on the flip side, here comes Tobias Harris and just comes in and does his thing.
Tobias Harris is used to being a role player. Jimmy Butler is a star player. He comes to a team where Embiid's the star. Maybe Embiid did give him that vibe. That I'm the star on this team and you're not. I don't know what goes on, but it seems to me that you got to play your game. And Jimmy Butler knows that he's a great player and he's been a great player by playing a certain way. So who cares what Embiid? I wouldn't care what Embiid thinks of me. I play my game. I'm helping the team win with my best assets.
I know, but don't you think that when everybody's on the same page and, they they kind of like each other, things are going to roll better?
Draymond Green is a pain in the ass to everybody on that team.
That's true.
And they keep rolling.
Yeah.
You know?
But, yeah. Well, I mean, Pete comes through when he's on and he's into it. Butler's amazing. But it just looks like he's not into it.
I agree. Now, there are a lot of people that don't agree with that and say he's just playing his role. He's doing what the coach wants him to do. Everything's fine. I don't see it that way. Now, Tyrone,
is
you
see afraid
this?
To say something to him? Is the coach a little...
I don't know what the coach... I have no idea what Brett Brown's telling Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
I assume... Okay. Man, Brett Brown's not the type of coach that's going to be confrontational. So maybe he's trying to put it in his head to be more aggressive. I don't know.
Well, real quick on the Eagles, as far as right now today, running back, not that they're any good, but you got Adams, right? Is Clement still part of the roster?
Yes,
he is. And then you got Smallwood.
Yes, they got a lot of guys, a lot of sound and fury signifying nothing.
Yeah.
So,
and they're not worth anything either.
Well,
so.
I mean, they're okay backs. You have to tape them together to get some production. I would be more comfortable with a player that I know is going to be productive.
The caller brought up that whole Embiid getting mad. I think this is what happens. The way they want to do spacing. That's part of the reason why Embiid ends up top, because other players are down low.
Right.
They always want the floor space.
Yep.
Butler has to be willing. The one thing Butler has to be willing to do, in addition to being more engaged, he has to shoot the three ball, because that allows Embiid to be inside. When Butler's driving over and he's doing it continuously, that pushes Embiid out. He has to be willing to shoot the jump shot. I think Embiid was mad about the spacing thing, because the way this offense is set is if Jimmy and Ben Simmons is going to drive, because that's his game. If those two guys are driving, Embiid has to be outside the paint, and he takes a lot of heat for being outside the paint.
Yeah.
So he's saying Butler can't exacerbate that. That doesn't mean Butler can't get his. It means he just can't get it around the basket all the time when Embiid's in the game. They don't play 48 minutes together. When Embiid comes out in that first sub, Butler, go to work.
Yeah.
Right away, go to work.
That's the perfect time for it.
That's what I mean, go to work.
He has taken 23 three-point shots in the last 15 games. 23 attempts. He's made four. That's ridiculous. You got Mike Scott throwing up five a game.
He has to, for this offense to work with this coach, and I know people want to change the coach, and this year, if you want to win, Butler has to be willing to shoot the three ball for the offense to go. And then it'll open up other things, because people will then guard him at that line.
Starts tonight. Jimmy, 27. Job, the Turnpike. What's up, man?
Mike.
What's up?
It's Job.
Yeah, Job, whatever.
I really have some Jimmy Butler complaints here.
All right, what do you got?
Everyone's talking about how he's not fitting in this offense. You just brought up a great stat with him about how his lack of
shooting a three-pointer. Not shooting
exactly.
It.
Exactly. I don't think we have time to mess around with this anymore with him. We really, if we're going to sign him to a max contract this offseason, this was his prove me year. And he's not doing it now, whether it's him trying to fit into the culture or whatnot. I think it's a clear sign that he can't do it with the team. And that's fine. He can go sign with the Knicks or somebody for max money. But I'm not signing him to a five-year deal and paying him that much money to go into luxury tax hell like the Wizards are, just to have a guy who already isn't doing it when he's 30 years old. Who the hell knows what he's going to do when he's 34? He's going to look like John Wall out there. He's not going to be able to play.
It's a peculiar situation, because I want to keep these five together. I think the future for next year, when the Warriors take a step down, is the Sixers can win the NBA championship by keeping this team together. But I hear what you're saying about him. Now, the only thing that I think can interest him is playoff success, that he wants to stay here. Or maybe he doesn't. I don't know. Maybe he just wants to be the A guy on a mediocre team.
And I also have another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I need relationship advice.
Yes.
As always, from you.
Uh-huh.
Mother-in-law birthday gift. What are we thinking for her?
Mother-in-law birthday gift.
It's a tough one.
What are her interests?
She enjoys wine. She travels a lot. And she enjoys hanging out and watching TV.
Well, how much
a Sixers game.
How much are you willing to spend on
this?
How much
together.
You willing to spend on this?
What should I be thinking?
Well, I don't know.
If you're going
to go
all out,
she likes wine. Get her a trip to Napa with her and her husband.
You think I'm made of money?
Well, all right. That's okay. I just tested that, so that's too much. Yeah, how about make her a member of a wine club?
What is that? I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah. You can become a wine. Yeah, so just Google wine clubs.
Wine clubs? Yeah. Do you have any recommendations?
No, just Google it, and they'll send you wine. They'll send you bottles of wine every month.
Oh, interesting.
High-end.
Are you doing anything this weekend for St. Patrick's Day, Mike?
I am not. I lay low on St. Patrick's Day. I'm not an Irishman. I lay low. You do anything for St. Patrick's Day?
Well, I got to work this year. Normally, yes.
Oh, you do? What do you do?
I drink.
You do?
Yeah.
On St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
Everybody drinks on St. Patrick's Day, though. It's like...
I don't... I got local places with my local people.
Your local crew?
Yeah, and I have a little...
on St. Patrick's Day? Saturday?
Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah, a lot of people will be observing it on Saturday because of the work day.
Yeah. Aaron Express Saturday.
See?
Is that what you're doing?
No, I did it last year. I'm working here this year, 4-7. But last year I did it, and it was fun. It was a good time. It was a long night.
Yeah, I can't drink like that.
Alcohol, you can't hang?
Like I used to, no.
You do slow down. Like,
yeah, I'm still in my prime, man.
Yeah, you are. When I was your age, that's different. I can't go like I used to go. I still go.
I don't run the Aaron Express paces. You know?
No, that's tough.
It was a good time last year.
Well, you're a young pup, man. Mitch and Phoenix, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mitch.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Mitch?
I watched Indiana Pacers last night. They're a very good team. Very solidly coached. They move the ball really well. And they're just good. I think they're better than the Sixers. I really do.
Yeah. You saw they weren't as good as the Sixers a couple of nights ago, didn't you?
No. What did they do then?
The Sixers beat them.
Oh, that was a sloppy game. Yeah,
beat them 3 out of 4, and they're missing Oladipo, their best player. So, what's so great about them?
I don't know. They just look like they're fluid. You know, they got some good young players. They're coached extremely well. But they're not the only team I think is better than the Sixers. I don't think the Sixers can beat Toronto. And I don't know about Boston. Boston's been up and down this year, but they seem to have the Sixers number. So it's going to be rough for the Sixers to go beyond the first round.
Well, the Pacers got a good win last night over OKC. But, I look at their roster. They're okay. They're not a great team. Yeah, they got Darren Collison's playing 40 minutes for him at point guard. Wesley Matthews is their 2. Turner is in and out. Sometimes he plays, sometimes he doesn't. But Donovich is a solid player. The only guy they bring off the bench that has any impact at all is Sabonis. They're thin. Yeah, we liked him last night. He had 26 points against OKC.
No, I watched him before. He's good.
Yeah, he's a nice player. He's the only guy they bring off the bench that contributes.
Yeah,
Corey Joseph is a decent player, but Dougie Buckets is the, what do they get out of him? They try to squeeze stuff out of him every game. Last night he played a lusty 13 minutes and had a deuce. And -7 on the defensive end for Dougie McBuckets.
Yeah, people have overreacted to that. That was a nice 19-point comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Now let him go out there at the Warriors and at the Trailblazers, and if they're still winning then, by all means.
Their starting line is young, but Bogdanovich, Turner, Collison, and Wesley Matthews with Sabonis off the bench. So, they're okay. They're not third seed worthy. Lamar in Bethlehem, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Lamar.
Hi, Mike. I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, yes, sir.
I see how you're downplaying Tyrone's reaction to Bryce Harper getting plunked.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we were in October...
Well, when you get hit with a pitch, there's retribution. But getting hit with a pitch is part of the game. Lamar? Yeah, I don't know. Like, what do you want me to say? You want to arrest the pitcher?
What you said?
First of all, can you turn your radio off in the background? I hear it in the background. Or turn your TV off, whatever it is.
Hitters getting hit all the time. I really don't believe it. It's the timing of this by Harper getting
it's
hit.
It's a spring training game. It wasn't in the playoffs. It was a spring training game. There's a guy that's trying to make the roster who's trying to get Bryce Harper out. So he threw a fastball that was inside and low, and he plunked him. It happens.
But if it was October, you would have been more upset like Tyrone
well,
was.
If it was intentional, I would have been upset. But it's, if you're not intentionally going to hit somebody in the playoffs because that puts a runner on base. It just happens. It's usually to your detriment. When you hit a guy, it's to your detriment. You're putting a guy on base.
I'm trying to figure out
what is it to be mad at if you get hit with a pitch? What it happens. It's part of baseball.
It's just the timing of it, too.
What? What timing?
I mean, out of the whole Phillies lineup, it's like Bryce Harper is the guy to get hit.
Let me ask you a question. Lamar, you're a pitcher. You're trying to make the roster, right? You've been in the minor leagues. You played in Triple A last year. They send you up there. You got Bryce Harper up. Now, are you going to try to do your best to get the guy out, or are you going to serve him a home run ball?
Do the best to get him out.
All right, so in this guy tried to get a fastball inside on him to jam him, and he wound up getting it too much inside because he's a Triple A pitcher and probably doesn't have as much command as a starting pitcher, so he hits him. It's not a capital offense.
I mean, it's
now
I
if he
just
threw in his head or he threw behind him to send a message, well then that's different.
So you disagree with me when I think somebody in our rotation should send a message saying we will not.
Agree with you that there should be retribution, and there should be the next time they play, which is Thursday. A Philly pitcher has to dust one of their better players.
All right,
that's the way it balances out. They're not going to forget about it. They plunk their best player, their bonus guy. The Philly pitching staff has to now take that under advisement and do what needs to be done. That's the way it works. You can't arrest the pitcher for hitting Bryce Harper.
You shouldn't arrest him.
Throw a bat at him? Shoot him?
If I don't get that, my bad.
Pull a Luger out? Boom. Come
if
on,
I don't
man.
Get my bad. You might catch a bat.
Harper's been in a brawl before.
How many times do you see a my bad in baseball? You don't see my bads in baseball.
I think that's something this wrong with a, that culture.
A mistake happens, say my bad. I wish that I could put every pitch on the inside corner or the outside corner. Sometimes I miss because I overthrow or whatever, and sometimes I'm going to hit you. It's part of the game. Now, you can come back at me by smashing a line drive in the gap and making me look stupid.
Not if I'm injured. You just hit me with a baseball. I'm hurt.
The next time you're up. In the meantime, you go to first base and get on base. Now that pitcher has to go to the stretch where it's going to be tougher to get the next guy out.
All right. You're telling me the culture. The culture sounds odd to me. Just on my bad, to me, seems reasonable.
He's one of those guys that just does not want to understand the cerebralness of baseball.
That doesn't seem cerebral. My bad is
bad. I don't think there's anything wrong with my bad. It slipped. My bad.
My bad. It slipped.
Pro sports, man. You don't think my bad. It happens.
Yeah, helmet to helmet hit. Oh, my bad.
Take it like a man. You know? Mike Misnelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
On The Fanatic.
Brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where you're more than a customer, you're family. Visit familyautos.com.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
I was never in the school of DeSean Jackson's the worst person ever. I just thought he was a very talented wide receiver that was extremely confident. The guy that we saw yesterday at the podium at the NovaCare Complex, it was like seeing an old buddy from college that was the biggest partier that you knew.
He's got four kids.
Yeah. Soccer dad.
Yeah,
and it was just like, dude!
Middays with Gargano and Mertidis.
Who will win the NL East? 2% said the Mets.
6% said the Braves, 7% said the Nationals, and 85% have the expectations of the Phillies. Patience still going to be in play?
I make the Nationals a slight favorite.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Where was the Jimmy Butler who challenged everybody on the Minnesota Timberwolves and said, I'll play against y'all, get your starting five out there, I'll captain the next team and kick your ass. Where's that Jimmy Butler? I haven't seen it. He has to be the difference down the stretch for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Listen all day, every day to 97.5 The Fanatic. The voice of the Philly sports fan.
Final Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention all landscapers. If you're looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower, Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement. You don't have to buy a new one. Get an engine replacement. They have them in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Andrew Salchunas.
The final Twitter poll numbers. The Sixers' next four games are Kings at home, Bucks on the road, Hornets on the road, Celtics at home. How will they finish? 46% say 3-1, 39% say 2-2, 10% say 4-0, 5% say worse than 2-2.
That means only one loss between Boston and Milwaukee, that poll. All right. By the way, the Sixers in Sacramento tonight, Willie Cauley-Stein gave Joel so much trouble in that last game that Joel only had 29-17. So, you know, he's up against it tonight now with Willie Cauley-Stein. Come on, man. Let's go ahead, Phil. Ed, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ed.
I'd like to talk about Brett Brown's coaching in the recent Chicago Bull loss by 1 point. They had 4.5 seconds left in the game, and Chicago was inbounding the ball on their side of the court. And they, what do you call it? They sent Jimmy Butler over with Scott. To cover
Robin Lopez
way on the left-hand side there. And what's his name? Levine threw the ball in and went around the ball, went right down the center of the court, and nobody covered him. Yeah. Why did Butler and Scott both go over and cover him? Didn't one of them see
that? It was a total mistake and was not an instinctive play. But is that Chicago game still bugging you? I mean,
well,
you're talking about it a couple
of...
I understand it was a game to go well, but it's gone now, bro. It's still under your skin. You got to let it go.
All right. I'm just saying, I pointed out that's stupidity. Was that the coach's fault or the player's fault?
Well, it's probably the player's fault. You got to be instinctive enough to communicate on a switch and not go both the same way. So I would say...
Butler's a good defensive guy. That's why I'm surprised that he... went that way. Didn't they know who was supposed to cover who?
Total miscommunication. But you can't get it back now.
He's a good defensive player. I like Butler. I'm a big fan of Butler.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure Brett Brown said switch everything, and so they switched instead of, and maybe they Butler, he should have said Butler, he should have told Butler to stay with Levine.
Yeah, that was the thing.
It's probably a coaching mistake, but it's a coaching mistake that players should be able to overcome by communication. Andrew in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew.
How you doing, Mike?
What's up, Andrew?
And not so much. I want to talk about, like, I just had that bad feeling when the Sixers go into the playoffs. They're probably going to be like last year, winning like one series.
That's not good.
Like five games.
That's not acceptable.
I know. And then, like, after that, he goes in against Toronto, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets our coach, like, for the five games.
Yeah, I don't know if that Nick Nurse is going to outcoach him. I mean, if Toronto wins, it's because they're a better team and they play together better. I'm not worried about the coaching matchup in that series. I think the Sixers starting five, they get off to a good start. I think they can control the early part of that game. And then it's a matter of not having these lapses where they get leads and let the other team back in. Their defense has to be better. They can't turn the ball over. That's what the difference in the playoffs has to be.
Especially when the last time we played the Raptors, Ben Simmons had like 9 turnovers against Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, Ben's got to be smarter.
Yeah, that's the one thing. That's one of the other things I'm worried about.
Ben's got to be a smarter playoff player this year. He can't get spooked when teams are doing stuff to curtail him.
Yeah, that's what's the main thing we got to worry about, because like Ben also has to try to take more jump shots. Even though if he doesn't make them, he has to let them know, hey, he's a threat to shoot the jump shot.
Yeah, I get you, brother. Let's go, Junebug in Eagleville. What's up, Junebug?
Mikey Miss.
What's going on, man?
Just a minute of your time. Brent Brown and Butler will be connected together. If he ain't a money player in the playoffs, Brent Brown was there, and I know he agreed to bring him here.
So if he doesn't come through, he could be the fault that you guys are saying Brett Brown could fail. He should be out.
Mm-hmm.
Butler might be the part of it. If he don't come through, now Butler kicks it in and everything's good. He was involved with him coming here.
Yeah, well, I agree. I mean, what coach wouldn't want to add Jimmy Butler? When they added him, it was supposed to be different.
You said if they don't go far in the playoffs, guess what? If Butler don't kick it in the playoffs, they're not going far in the playoffs.
If they lose to Toronto, Butler probably goes to another team, and they probably make a coaching change. And then
I don't know
what the Sixers will look like.
One other thing. Ty, I love when you go head-to-head with Mikey. Okay? Keep it up.
It doesn't really work like that.
You don't go at me that much.
No, when I disagree, I don't always disagree.
This baseball thing is, this is what you're going back at me again. But see, I understand that you don't understand the whole baseball thing.
I think you can't see the flaw in your own game.
No, the baseball thing is it's a clear cerebral type of approach to baseball, and you want
humanity.
You want the penal code involved.
Involved.
Like a pitcher hits a batter.
Just say my bad. I don't know why you think that's bad.
So here it is. Put a rule in. If the pitcher doesn't say my bad, it's ball one on the next batter.
I don't see how that's decorum. See, that's what this world lacks. We don't have enough decorum. Just say my bad if it got away from you. Otherwise, I'm going to think you did it on purpose, and we might have a problem. So just say my bad.
You can't defer to batters like that.
You got to
be a powerful force. You can't be like, say, I'm saying my bad. It just happened. Take it. It happens. Like, you going to say my bad when you hit a double off me? It's just part of the game.
No. When you strike me out, don't say my bad. If I let go of the bat. If I go to swing and I let go of the bat and the bat hits you, the batter should say my bad.
Well, here's what I'll
say. And if you hit me with the ball, it's the same thing.
If that guy had thrown up and in to Bryce Harper, got near his head, that's a dash to the mound. All right, so I don't want to give you the impression that I'm Mr. Passivity here. See, there are different degrees. If you're a minor league pitcher trying to make the team, you're trying to get Bryce Harper out, and you throw a fastball you think is going to handcuff him, and it just goes down a little bit, and you hit him in the leg, that's not his fault. Now, if you throw at his head, that's his fault, and the whole team should rush out after that.
Yeah, but he can't dash if he can't walk.
Well, all right. Well, I'm saying if you throw at his head, you don't hit him. If your purpose is with malintent, that's a mound charge. But a regular hit by a pitch isn't. All right, coming up in 5 minutes, it's Sound Off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off, 610-771-9705. Sound Off live on television these days. People liking Sound Off on television.
Booney does a good job. It looks good.
Yeah.
It looks really good
on TV. Absolutely. Booney's the best, I'll tell you. All right, Sound Off, if you got something to say, say it on the phone. Leave us a message, and we review all the messages that come in, and we pick ones that we think are going to be most interesting to the listeners. Well, let's see what we have today.
Well, Bryce Harper got his first hit today. Unfortunately, it was on the ankle by a 94-mile-an-hour fastball.
96, wasn't it?
Yeah, 96. It was 96.
96. That's 2 miles an hour faster. That hurts 2 miles an hour more. 96.
I got to say, I don't know if I'm buying Jimmy Butler right now. All this guy did when he was in Minnesota was complain about guys that weren't engaged, they weren't playing, they weren't champions and all that stuff, and he wants to win. And now, you know, you see him on the court and he just looks completely disengaged. So, I don't know, maybe he's in a funk, but long term, I just don't know if he's the real deal.
Yeah, you know, it is peculiar. I think he's the real deal, but for some reason he's holding back. He doesn't like it here. He's trying to prove a point that his coach doesn't coach his team right. There's something going on because he is not the same killer that I remember watching.
At this point now, I'm starting to believe the rumors are true, that Jimmy is just really trying to bide his time till the end of the season when he becomes a free agent, and then he links up with KD and Kyrie up in New York, and Jimmy's just trying to not make any waves.
You know, maybe he's not the type of guy that can play with stars. Maybe he's a dude that has to be the guy. He's not going to be the guy if he teams up with Kyrie and KD. I mean, he's teaming up with guys here that can play, and it's not working.
Yeah, I think they're going to take a young running back, probably in the second round. They need a stud running back, just like the other teams in their division. They're not taking a running back in the free agency.
Yeah, but if Josh Jacobs is there, the kid from Alabama, probably the best running back in the draft, and he slides into the Eagles' position, do you take him, or do you put away that thing that you don't take, never take a running back in the first round? Do you bite the bullet and take him? Would that complete the Eagles' offense? Is it Josh Jacobs?
It would.
It'd be nice.
Like, why do you keep saying Jimmy Butler has to be the second scorer on this team? Just the second scorer on this team has been Tobias Harris. And if he averages 25 a night in the playoffs, the Sixers are fine. Jimmy Butler can take a back seat. Third or fourth.
Jimmy Butler's a better player than Tobias Harris. I like Tobias Harris. Jimmy Butler's a better player. So he should be contributing more to this. But Tobias Harris is a guy who can fit in anywhere. You know, he's a perfect guy to have on your team because he's a good player who can get you 20-plus. When he gets it to you, he doesn't have to have the ball or anything. He'll get it in a natural course of things. Jimmy Butler's got to be a guy that takes over.
I agree with Tyrone. If Kareem Hunt had only done the first part of that video, which was bad enough, 8 games. But when he pushed somebody into her and then she hit her head on the wall next to the elevator and she was struggling to get up and then he came back over and kicked her, yeah, he's done for the whole year. Matter of fact, I might suspend him for 2 years for that.
Well, and there is the hypocrisy of it because obviously Kareem Hunt can play and Ray Rice couldn't. And it was easy to move Ray Rice out of there. It's not easy for, I guess, the commissioner to tell an owner, oh, you can't make your team better by signing Kareem Hunt because, you know, the commissioner is a lightweight like that.
Jimmy doesn't like sharing the spotlight with Simmons and Embiid. Jimmy doesn't like the way Coach Brown is treating him. Jimmy is not happy with Philly's band. Jimmy may not be here next year.
Jimmy... that was one of the great episodes of all time.
It was.
It was. The Mel Torme one. Right?
You're seeing Kramer's at the table.
Mel Torme making a guest appearance.
He's got the dunk shoes on. You take it. You take it. That's a taxi.
I just want to know, how many minutes do you give the baked potato in the microwave? I'm a single guy living alone. I like a baked potato, too. So I'm figuring I'm going to put mine in the microwave. Let me know, okay, pal?
Well, I got a potato bun, so it actually hides the time. So I don't know. No, actually, it'll occasionally show you the time left on the potato. It'll just pop it out there. But all it says is potato. The LED is going to cross potato, potato. So I'm estimating it takes 2 minutes and 25 seconds to bake a potato. Somewhere in there.
Yeah, I'd like to see if there could be a pulse, see what is worse, getting a cheesesteak at Rite Aid or eating a makeshift potato.
What's a makeshift potato? A microwave potato? Not a me. I heard from many Irishmen that said microwave potato is the way to go, ladies and gentlemen. And I like it. All right, close the demo.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like
water
because I don't like
leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
All right, that was Sound Off. Fun show today. I enjoyed it. I hope you did too. Next up on the radio, the Sixers in 60. And then we'll lead you into Sixers versus the Kings. On the TV side, it is Quick Slants. And then the Sixers in the Kings. Everybody have a great, great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.